Gun. Starring Fred MacMurray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
Bub, would you mind ironing this shirt for me?
Do you think all I've got to do is iron your clothes?
Well, what are you doing now?
Ironing your brother's clothes.
Well, what's wrong with my clothes?
When the Air Force surprises you with a weekend trip to March Field, I'll take care of your stuff.
Oh, you mean Mike's going to March Field in California?
That's the deal, Sam. Mike's going to California, I'm going to the kitchen, and you're going to iron your own shirts.
Big day tonight, Rob?
Yeah. I'm taking Ellen Laurie cruising. Gonna try to ask her to go steady.
Oh, hi, Chipper.
Hi, Squirt.
Hi, Cats.
Hi, Cats?
Yeah. Hey, guess who worked out with the high school guys at the park today?
Sandy Koufax.
Hey, cool, man. Me.
You mean those high school boys let you play on their team?
Well, not exactly. But they said if I was a good enough bad boy, I'd get a Turner bath. Oh. Anyway, my stuff got to play. Catch you later, Cat.
Hey, did Bob finish with my... Oh, right here, Mike.
Great. All right, ready to go, huh?
Rob, you got to do me a big favor. I promised to take Sally to a progressive jazz concert tomorrow night. Now, obviously, I can't go. We've been planning this for a month. Would you do me a favor and take her for me?
Mike, I don't even like that progressive jazz stuff. That's for guys your age. And besides, I sort of promised Ellen Laurie I'd take her to see the new Hoots Mooney movie.
Hoots Mooney?
Rob, I got over $6 wrapped up in these tickets, and I can't return them.
Rob, why don't you help your brother out? Even though you might be going steady again, Ellen Laurie will understand, I'm sure.
Yeah, please, Rob.
Mike.
All right. Oh, thanks, pal. Oop, there's Charlie.
Bob, Chip, Mike's leaving.
Hey, Mike, could you bring me home a family?
Yeah, listen, if they give me any time off, I'll bring you a palm tree, okay?
Hey, Joy!
Mike, need any money?
Oh, no, thanks. This was on Uncle Sam.
Oh, good.
Thanks again, Rob.
See you later, Mike.
Go on, Mike.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Robbie, I gotta ask you to do one more favor for me. I also promised Sally I'd take her shopping tomorrow morning. I almost forgot all about it. Now, can I count on you, huh, please?
Oh, Mike, look, I have...
Please, Rob, explain it to him, will you, Dad?
I will try, Mike.
Thanks, Rob.
Mike? Why can't Sally take herself shopping?
Well, maybe you can help her carry something. How do you know? Maybe she's going anvil shopping.
I think that shirt's done, Miss Monho.
Oh, my gosh! My shirt!
Well, Rob, you'll just have to wear your pants higher.
Robbie?
Oh, honey, this is your lucky day. That dress is you.
Robbie, what do you think of this one?
I don't like it.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we really don't like it.
We don't?
Now, Sally, that's you.
Oh, Robbie, this is my dress. It's the one I wore in.
No wonder.
I'm sorry. Thanks a lot.
So then I took her cruising last night. I thought that maybe she'd understand if we were alone, away from that juvenile frog.
Did she?
We ended up driving from street to street counting all the Hoots Mooney posters. And to top it off, I ran out of gas. I really can't figure her out.
Robbie, how old is Ellen Laurie?
25.
25?
Did you know that there were 25 Hoots Mooney posters in Bryant Park?
Posters. Robbie, how old is Ellen Laurie?
She's my age.
Well, some people mature faster than others. Maybe you think older than Ellen Laurie.
Yeah, maybe.
Not only that, but the sales lady thought you were my girlfriend. She must have been out of her skull.
You know, you've really been a great help today, Robbie. I don't know what I would have done without you.
Well, you probably would have saved the money you spent on my lunch.
Well, I wanted to repay you for helping me pick out my clothes.
Here you are.
Oh, I'll be wearing my new dress when we go to the jazz concert tonight.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye,
Sally.
I'll get the door. See you tonight.
Okay. Ouch. Ooh.
What happened?
I stuck my finger with this needle.
Oh, well, let me see. Well, gee, don't get blood on my shirt.
I'm home!
Oh, hi!
Hi, honey!
Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, boy. Well, how was your weekend?
Great, thanks to Robbie.
Oh, thanks, buddy, for taking care of my girl.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I'll get lost so you two can get reacquainted.
Oh, boy, what a weekend.
I have got stories to tell you. Well, a lot of fun. Of course, it was work, too, but...
Oh!
Jessica, just sit down.
How are you?
Just fine.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Guess who stopped off on his way back from California and bought two tickets for Tuesday night's show at the Blue Castle?
Mike.
You guessed it, Sam. Gee, I missed you, honey.
I missed you, too.
Rob! I was just going to make a phone call. Well, you know, we have a phone upstairs. Yeah. What's with him?
Ellen Laurie's bugging him.
Oh. Say, where was I?
Hi, Mike. Rob called me and told me to bring over my records. He thought we'd have a little platter party.
He did.
Hi, Rob.
Hi. Hey, Rob. Did you phone Ellen Laurie and tell her to come over tonight?
Well, yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing's wrong with it, except I haven't seen Sally for a whole weekend. We'd kind of like to be alone.
Well, look, Mike, it's just as much my house as it is yours.
Sally Morrison, this is Ellen Laurie Foster.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Rob, I brought my new record, The Surfing Bug by the Insects.
You know, Sally, I got to thinking about that stab wound of yours. It could be semi-serious. Sally stuck her finger with the needle when she was fixing my shirt.
Oh.
The one I burned a hole in.
Come on, Robbie, let's dance.
Yeah, it looks all right. Rob, why don't you dance with Ellen Laurie?
Ellen Laurie goes for that wild teenage stuff. I'm partial to the old romantic box step. I guess that's why all the kids call me old-fashioned. Sally, you know the old box step, don't you?
Well, sure. Robbie, how would you like to dance?
Well, great. I'll put on some nice music. That finger looks great. Excuse me. What in the heck is going on?
Well, don't you see, honey? Robbie's trying to make Ellen Laurie jealous. That's why he held my hand. That's why he wants me to dance.
Oh. Well, Ellen Laurie, would you care to dance?
To that? That foxtrot stuff went out even before the twist.
Oh, I guess only the old crowd twists and foxtrots, huh?
Yeah. I went out with Edward Fishman once. He's 22, and he still does the twist.
Sounds ancient.
You're telling me. He doesn't even know what the frog is.
Sally.
Hmm?
You know, I thought how great it would be to double date, like we said, but now that she's here, it's like three adults and a kid.
She's very pretty, Robbie.
Yeah, her age.
Since then, there have been a lot of Edward Fishmans. A lot of older men have been wanting to take me out. But a girl doesn't like to feel that a guy is too sophisticated for her. When a guy asks her to go steady, she wants to know that it's going to be something that'll last.
Well, has the right guy come along yet?
Well, your brother's coming along, I think.
Robbie, the record's over.
I know. The next one will be starting right away.
Come on, Mike. Oh. We're gonna frog.
Oh, hello, Gloria. I don't do
that. I'll show you.
My Robbie?
Yes, and I'm afraid my Robbie, too.
I thought he was supposed to be in love with Ellen Laurie this week.
Believe me, I wouldn't bring this up unless I was absolutely certain.
What does Mike say about it?
I haven't even told Mike, but I can imagine what he would say.
Yeah. Well, Sally, it's natural for a young boy to think he's fallen in love with an older woman. It makes him feel grown up. Of course, it's just that he's infatuated with your maturity. I'd have a talk with him, but I think maybe it's something he ought to find out for himself. At least we ought to give him that chance. Now, if we could just put him where he thinks he belongs, I mean, with an older group, he just might find out that he doesn't really fit.
Mr. Like... Douglas, I was supposed to take Mike to an art exhibit tomorrow afternoon, only he can't make it because he has a reserve meeting.
An art exhibit, huh?
Boy, if Robbie found himself in that crowd.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Sally, why don't you call the house tonight about... Well, right after dinner. And then what, Chip?
And then Scotty Harper said he's the captain of the team.
And Bob said he's the captain of the kitchen. Use your napkin.
Where does Tony fit into all this, Chipper?
He doesn't, Dad. I figure that a guy's got to start growing up sometime. I mean, he can't hang around little kids all his life. And besides, when Ernie starts growing up, he'll understand that, too. I'll get it.
Oh, Chip, you finish your dinner, huh? Now, Rob, why don't you get the phone?
Hello.
Hello, Robbie. Oh, this is Sally. Listen, I was calling to see if you could possibly take me to an exhibit tomorrow afternoon. It's a special showing of abstract art. Well, Mike was going to take me, but he has an air reserve meeting instead. Robbie?
You're fine. If it's all right with Mike, it's all right with me.
Oh, don't even bother mentioning it to Mike. You know how busy he's been lately.
Okay. What time should I pick you up?
Oh, 4 o'clock would be great.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rob. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Anyway, like I was saying, Scotty Harper said I might be able to play on the team any day now. I really got it.
You haven't got it yet, but you're going to get it if you don't use your napkin.
Well, I'll see you Wednesday then, okay? Bye. You've never been to an abstract art exhibit before, have you?
This is the first time.
Well, I think you'll find it very mature and rewarding. Oh, look, there's a von Kirsch. He deals mainly with man's unattainable ideal.
I think it's the composition.
No, it's not so much the composition as the texture.
Isn't it just fascinating?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Stan, Herb.
Sally, glad to see you can make it.
Stanley Fraser, Herbert Caulfield, I'd like you to meet Robbie Douglas.
Hello, Douglas,
you
nice
Mr.
to see you.
Fraser.
Well, it looks like von Kirsch really outdid himself this time.
It's just packed with symbolism. Isn't it, Robbie?
Yes, packed.
You see, fundamentally, the waterless sea represents those goals in man's mind which, in reality, don't exist. It's quite a perceptive work.
Mr. Fraser, wouldn't one rather describe it as representing those goals which, in reality, do exist, but man doesn't see?
I think Douglas is right, Stan.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Where did you learn that?
An article in the Modern Art Quarterly. I remember in the same article where von Kirsch actually did the painting while lost in the Mojave Desert. Hence the name, Waterless Sea. Of course, the amazing part about it is that he had run out of supplies and was forced to use cactus needles for brushes and they all from his car to mix with his paint.
his family and friends, Walter Sklarsky was known as the Wit. Here we find him capturing the humorous side of chess in his classic painting, Savoring Celery at a Chess Match.
Sally? Mr. Douglas? Would you classify Tanarski as strictly an abstractionist?
It's a very interesting question.
You won't believe this, Mr. Douglas, but he's the center of the whole exhibit. He isn't out of place at all. In fact, he's taken over.
Well, it's working out just the way we thought it wouldn't, isn't it?
However, I believe Tanarski utilizes most of the techniques of the modern school.
Right.
Excuse me.
Oh, there you are. Say, Herba invited us over to see his art collection, and Stanley asked us over for coffee.
Robbie, you really amaze me.
I guess it's like we were saying. It's the new me.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi. Are you studying?
No, come on in.
I'd like to talk to you, Rob.
Sure. Well, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk to you about a sort of delicate situation concerning your brother.
Oh, what is it, Dad?
Rob, sometimes people get themselves so involved in certain situations that, we just don't think what the outcome might be. I mean, who and how many persons might get hurt. Now, Chip has been spending a lot of time lately with an older group, a group in which he doesn't belong. And, I'm sure he doesn't realize this, but he's just liable to lose a very close friend.
Dad, I'd be glad to help. If you'd like, I'll have a talk with Chip.
Oh, no, I'll talk to Chip. I want to talk about you.
Oh.
I suppose just about the oldest geometric figure in the world is the eternal triangle. You know how Mike and Sally feel about each other. They're planning on getting married, and what I'm trying to say is that there's a family relationship involved here, Rob. Do you know what I'm getting at?
Not exactly, Dad.
Well, let me put it this way.
Hi, Dad. Rob.
Hello, Chipper.
The guys let me play tonight. But I quit the team. Well, they didn't kick me out or anything. I just left on my own. They were really nice to me and everything. I kind of had the feeling they didn't want me hanging around. Heck, I'd like to play with the older guys. What'll I have to look forward to when I get to be their age? Besides, they like girls, and I'm not there yet. I kind of miss Ernie anyway. We'll go surf skiing together. See you guys later.
Yeah, we'll see you, Chip. Well, I guess I won't have to have that talk with Chip after all. Seems to work things out for himself.
Dad, I think I can work things out for myself, too.
Good.
You know, I never meant it to happen. It's just that before I knew it...
I know, Rob.
Rob? Oh, there you are. Hi, Dad.
Hello, Mike.
Listen, I'm in a big jam. I just found out I have an exam tomorrow, so I got to go to the library and cram. Now, I promised Sally I'd take her to the Blue Castle tonight. I promised her days ago, and I can't take the tickets back.
Mike, Robbie did several favors for you last weekend. Why don't you ask one of your friends, huh?
Yeah. Rob's the only one I can trust with Sally, Dad.
Well,
It's okay, Dad.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Listen, will you explain to Sally I tried to get her on the phone and give her my love, will you? Thanks again.
Well, Rob, if you're going out tonight, you better get your homework done, huh?
I will, Dad.
Are you back already?
Yeah, skateboard needs oil. I haven't used it in a week.
Oh, say, Chip, I just wanted to tell you, you really hit a home run today.
No, I didn't, Dad. I struck out 5 times. Boy, those older pitchers are murder.
Well, what I...
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't know they made you wear a bib just to eat lobster. Kind of made me feel like a little kid. I sure put it to use like a little kid.
Thanks, Rob. I had a wonderful time.
Oh, I did, too.
Good night.
Sally. Sally, I guess I have a lot of growing up to do.
Not as much as you think, Robbie.
Mike told me to give you his love.
Oh.
Well, night.
Good night, Rob. Thanks.